No, it's not the first time that it's happened. It's around many of the closed banks around the town. I don't think that they've been emptied as much as they should be. And the companies responsible for it really need to look at this and reschedule the collections of them. I was out myself when we were closed there about 2 weeks ago, and same thing with different closed banks around the place were completely full, stuff left outside, maybe not on the scale as what there are there at Cranmore, or that was left over this weekend, but there have been bags piled up outside them, and I had to keep the stuff in the boot of the car. I was going around for over a week before I could get a place, before I could get one free. And it was actually that one at Cranmore that was actually free only a number of days ago, but it just shows you how quickly they fill up. But I really feel myself that the companies that run these for the charitable organisations, they need to really take another look at it and increase the amount of visits that they give these to empty them. Because this isn't right. Because all it is doing is giving rise there for people to dump all types of rubbish there. As you can see, it's not just clothes. There's bags and there's other stuff that's thrown there as well. And that's what it's actually encouraging. And that's one thing I don't want to see. Sligo Tidy Towns is doing such a fantastic job with our town. And all it takes is an inspector to come to judge the town and see the likes of that. And I'll tell you this much, it'll look very poorly for us. But we really need to get in contact with these companies and ask them to increase the emptying procedures they have for these bins.
You are pointing the finger of blame at the companies, but is there not a responsibility on the people who go to these spring banks, see them full, and as you did yourself, keep the clothing or whatever in their boot until they find an empty one and not leave it dumped on the side of the road?
Catherine, it's not everybody that thinks like that, and we know that an awful lot of people who just go as far as these, they won't even look to see is there another one. Is the one on Connaughton Road empty, or is the one up the Cleaver empty, which is only up the road from that? They'll just come along, and if they have it in their mind to get rid of their stuff, they'll get rid of the clothes that they have. And they actually think themselves that it's going to be emptied within the next 24 hours because it is full and that the stuff is sound enough there. It's not, because even when it gets wet, a lot of that stuff is destroyed, and it leaves it nearly impossible for those that's handling that. The companies that's trying to recycle that, leaves it harder for them to handle. But the one thing that I would say in relation, I think myself, either that or increase the number of those depositories that they have there, or increase the number of collections that's done. Like reality, to some people walk as far as them, and the last thing that they need, like if you look at it in relation, you look at the amount of housing estates that's around just where them two depositories are. There's a number. You have the Cranmore, Garavogue, Dooley Park, Martin Savage Terrace. You have Abbeville. That's all central to those areas. And people walk as far as theirs. And they might have the clothes with them, and they might be going doing visiting, or they might be going doing shopping or something. Say, I drop that off the clothes bank on the way. And when they get there and they're carrying that stuff, they're not going to go around the supermarket and bring that stuff back home with them. Leave it there. And this is the one thing where I would put it down to the likes of the companies that supply these depositories, that they actually increase the number of them, or they increase the number of services that they give it. Instead of it, I've often seen them lying like that maybe for the guts of a week full and nobody will get stuff into them. And realistically, it is going to a cause. And it's kind of dragged out. It's nearly putting people off, putting clothes to the likes of them, because anybody that's kind of environmentally minded or anything that has pride in their town, the last thing that they want to do is arrive over something like that. No place to put the stuff. And as I said, if they're on foot, they're hardly going to bring that stuff back home with them again. They'll leave it there. And it's an eyesore, and it is something everybody has responsibility for.